Good.
The coach of the Hillsdale Hornets is putting his varsity cornerbacks through practice drills on this windy late fall day. There's a lot at stake for the Hornets, which last year made it to state semifinals. The Hornets play for Hillsdale High School, the largest high school in Hillsdale County. Superintendent Richard Ames describes Hillsdale this way.
We consider ourselves to be a small school with a large school curriculum.
But Ames says the district is facing funding shortfalls from declining enrollment, along with a shortage of qualified teachers. That makes it a struggle to maintain and expand offerings like physics, art, foreign languages, and advanced placement courses. A proposal to merge the county's six high schools into three may threaten athletic traditions, but it's the only solution Ames can see.
Well, Friday Night Lights is a big deal, and not just in Hillsdale County. However, I think as we look at the future of public education, we need to recognize that we are becoming more of a global community.
The Hornets might be able to continue the tradition in a new high school, but smaller districts would likely lose their varsity sports teams. That's no small thing when a boy plays for the same team as his father and grandfather once did. Chris Voisin is head of the North Adams-Jerome District in North Hillsdale County. He says athletics are important, but there's a more crucial loss involved in consolidation. His district is so small that the teachers know most of the students by name.
That's something that I think families choose a small school because they want that relationship between the student and the teacher that's more personal.
Voisin admits that it's hard to stay afloat as the county loses jobs and families move away. But he thinks districts might be able to save money by sharing things like bookkeeping, staff, and supplies without consolidating high schools. He may be in the minority. Most officials in a countywide education initiative voted in favor of the high school consolidation proposal.
Well, actually, we're trying to avoid what we call the C word.
Robert Henthorne is head of the county's intermediate school district. He prefers a different C word, confederation, as a way to emphasize that local school districts would not lose their authority even if they lost a high school. And he says the new high schools could offer the advanced coursework that some districts don't have now. Henthorne thinks districts in the county will have to take the plunge soon. That's because schools that can't meet the state's new and more rigorous curriculum standards won't be able to hand out high school diplomas.
Because if we continue to run individual fiefdoms without working more closely together, some of our local school districts will be driven out of business. And I hate to say that, I truly hate to say that, but I do believe that will happen.
Skeptics say there's little research on whether consolidation saves money. To find schools that have gone through consolidation, you have to go to the Upper Peninsula, where job loss and population loss have been going on for a long time.
20 years later, it's happening to just about everybody.
Ray Rigoni was superintendent of UIN Public Schools in the Northwest UP in 1966 when it consolidated with Trout Creek Schools. He says local schools are often the heart and soul of small communities, and they lose a lot when the schools shut down. But he says economics can force painful decisions on districts. He says there is one thing people shouldn't fret about if they have to consolidate their schools.
Forget about the kids. That would be my best advice. They'll adapt. They get along great. It's the parents that can't accept it.
School boards across Hillsdale County continue to debate the merits of consolidating the high schools. In Shiawassee County, a citizens group is pushing two school districts to consolidate. It could be the start of many more consolidation debates in the years ahead. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.